Let's begin by being truthful and opening up to God and each other about our sinful condition, but also looking forward to the forgiveness and love that God offers. If Christ had not been raised from the dead, we would still be dead in our trespasses and sin. Let us consider our sinfulness and God's great mercy in Christ. We take a few moments for silent reflection. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you in our thoughts, words, and actions. We confess our shameful thoughts about our pastors, enemies, and strangers. We confess our inappropriate words spoken to our families, friends, and colleagues. We confess our inappropriate actions toward our neighbors. For the sake of the risen Christ, forgive us, renew us, and lead us so that we might follow in his footsteps, both now and when he returns in glory. Amen. If Christ had not been raised from the dead, we would still be dead in our trespasses and sin. But Christ rose from the grave, and death no longer has dominion over him. God did this in accordance with the scriptures to forgive our sin. As a called and ordained servant of the risen Christ, and by his authority, I forgive you all of your sin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. We are now going to invite the choir forward for our choral anthem. It is My Redeemer's Love, and you'll notice in the third verse, the congregation's going to be brought in to sing with the choir. If you're confused about that, just look at the conductor, Diane. She'll guide you in at that right moment.